Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Make sure to stick around until the end of this week's episode with me, because we are going to have some guitars that are, for me personally, some highlights of the year. And we are having an Andrea Tacchi guitar. We are going to have an interview with Jonas Schnele, who brought us a guitar that is very, very impressive. We are going to have Adrian Heinzelmann guitar, which is my favorite guitar luthier, actually, and three other very, very good guitars that you will see if you stick around until the end of the video. Let's start. Well, the first guitar of this week is made by Andrea Tacchi. He is an Italian guitar luthier who is, for many classical guitarists, but also collectors, a role model in terms of artistic work, what he's doing with his guitars. And also sound-wise, his guitars are so special. The guitars have such a good tone quality, but at the same time, power. He's building traditional guitars, but they have some modern elements in terms of loudness and response, but the tone is still traditional, and this is for me one of the most important or special qualities of an Andrea Tacchi guitar. And this one is from the year 2000. He is building different models, and this is the cochlea model. This is the structure of the ear, which is using as a bracing in the guitar, and this guitar has the number 235. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides, and this guitar has also a slightly elevated fingerboard. Enough talking, let's see how this guitar sounds. I mean, the reason why I didn't talk about the sound and I was just keeping going and playing on it, I think this guitar is speaking for itself, doesn't it? It has honestly everything what you need. This is a very lyrical guitar. The tones, especially on the trebles, are so singing. And you have many beautiful colors. The guitar is very loud. This is honestly louder than some double top and lattice braced guitars. This is incredible. It has a very natural response. It's not too fast, but it's also not the response of a very traditional guitar, which is a bit laid back. And at the same time, all the tones have the same loudness. So the balance is really, really good. And also the tones are very consistent. If I move from here, you have the same quality in every position. And it's not like that one tone has suddenly more overtones, the other tone is dead, and the tone after that is louder. And it happens many times with many guitars. And in this case, it's everything is on point. This is incredible work by Andrea Tacchi. I think this is a very, very suitable guitar if you are going to play impressionistic and expressionistic pieces, because you need a huge dynamic range and you need a wide palette of colors, because in this kind of music or repertoire, you have to express yourself and the guitar has to allow you to do it. And this guitar made by Andrea Tacchi, or in general Andrea Tacchi guitars, allow it to express yourself. Hi everyone, today I have again the privilege to have an interview with a guitar luthier from Germany. Actually, we have so many good guitar luthiers from Germany, and Jonas Schnele is one of them. Welcome to Zikas.
Thank you.
And thanks for being here. And he brought us his new guitar, which is, I have to say, very impressive. I have played a few tones and I thought it's a good opportunity also to talk to him a little bit about your guitar making career, and then we can hear this amazing guitar and have a deeper look into the specs of this guitar. You are living in Allgäu.
In Allgäu, in South Germany, in the region Allgäu. And there I have a small workshop where I build my guitars. Yes.
This is a very, very beautiful place. So it's you're living in a good place with good inspiration, good weather,
fresh air, a lot of nature.
Yeah.
And yeah. Beautiful mountains too. Yes.
Does it have an impact on a guitar maker, on an instrument maker, if he is living in a beautiful place?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
I think the luthier doesn't notice it maybe, but I think it has an impact.
Yeah. I like the nature a lot. And if I need a break, I go outside, go to the riverside, go bare feet,
yeah, nice.
Relax a little bit. And then I have a lot of energy again to build
guitars
again. So
since how many years are you building?
Since how many years completed?
When did you?
I started with 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, so quite a long time.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Now but, I'm 41, so
Yeah, but it's also visible in the guitars. I mean, when you play the guitar, if you listen to the sound and if you see the guitar, you see, okay, the builder of this guitar has a lot of experience and knows exactly what he's doing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I learned to build guitars in Mittenwald, on the Geigenbauschule in Mittenwald.
Okay.
Yeah. For 3 years, and then I studied in Magna-Kirchen for four semesters, and after that I did my master school, and now I'm a guitar master builder.
Yeah. Actually, these two places, Magna-Kirchen and Mittenwald, these are two places that very good and talented guitar luthiers mm-hmm. are coming from.
Yeah.
And Jonas Schnele is one of them.
Thank you.
So let's have a look at this beautiful guitar. It's a, first of all, brand new guitar.
It's a brand new guitar.
You are building two different models.
Yes.
Is it right?
Mm-hmm.
The Classical Pro and the Concert Pro.
Pro.
This is a Concert Pro. Tell us a little bit about the construction of the top and the back and sides, if these are doubled mm-hmm. and yeah.
Yeah, yes. This Concert Pro model has a spherical curved top.
Mm-hmm.
You see it a little bit. If you look against the light, it's...
Yeah, it's then it's visible.
A little bit curved. Mm-hmm. And it's a traditional bracing inside. But this bracing is crossed with different small bracings, similar to a lattice.
To
bracing.
Lattice.
Yeah.
Okay. And but you would say this is a traditional construction, not a lattice brace? Or
I would say it's a traditional construction with the...
some elements of a lattice brace.
Yes, and the, okay. the plus points,
mm.
Which lattice bracing has.
Okay.
Yeah. The sides are laminated. This makes them rigid. And the result is a high volume because this construction gives the soundboard a lot of energy that would otherwise be absorbed by flexible sides.
The sides from outside is Indian rosewood, and from the inner side is maple.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And the back is, of course, only Indian rosewood. It's not doubled or...
It's yeah. only Indian
yeah.
rosewood. And then we have an elevated fingerboard
mm-hmm.
to reach easier the higher register.
Yeah, I love it.
The design of the guitar is based on the golden ratio. All proportions of the headstock, of the rosette, the bridge, and the outline
mm-hmm.
based on this natural proportions. And also inside of the guitar, the bracings are harmonically proposed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The finishing of the whole guitar is shellac, French polish, right?
Yeah, it's completely French polished. Just the neck is matte finished.
Yeah.
A lot of the players like this.
I wanted to say the same. Yeah.
Finished.
Yeah, they feel like... Because actually the finger is moving more smoothly. I mean, I'm used to play on guitars with polished neck. But in this moment, when I think about it, it makes more sense because it's... smooth. I mean, my finger doesn't stick to the yeah. to the polishing. It's a very clean built guitar, I have to say. I mean, it's hand French polished, but it looks so consistent and clean everywhere on the guitar, on the sides and the top anyway. I think the people want to hear the sound. They cannot wait to have an impression of the sound of the guitar. So I would say let's play a few tones on it and talk about the sound. I can hear straight away three things, three very good qualities when I'm playing these chords. That's why I'm playing this always the same chords. So first of all, the response and the loudness of the guitar, which is very good on this one. So the tones are coming out very fast without putting too much effort and fight, you know, it's very easy going and it's loud, and the sustain of the guitar is very good. It's ringing, and I realized that the most important thing for me personally is if the tones have the same loudness and if the guitar is well balanced. Because otherwise, I have to adjust too much. I have to say, okay, now I have to push my A finger more because somehow the first string is more quiet than the other strings. It's going to be a pain if the guitar is not well balanced. But in this case, it's like one tone. Congrats, it's a great, great work. Wow. And I think it's also an improvement to the... We had a guitar made by you. Was it in 2023?
Yeah.
And it was also a great guitar. We did a very nice recording on that. Violin Sananas played a beautiful piece. You can find it also on our channel. The guitar is already sold, of course. But I like this even more than the other one. Very singing. Also some qualities of a double top guitar. But the sound and like the balance and the soul of the guitar is traditional.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Julian.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, this is these are facts. Do you like the sound?
Is it
yeah. what you yes. wanted to achieve?
Yeah. I'm happy with that sound.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you for playing, and
yeah,
I think it's the right way, and the construction, the fan raising and crossed.
It works. It
raising
works. Yeah.
Similar to a lattice works and gives them that natural flower.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to play more, and it's very inviting guitar.
Yeah.
Thank you. once again, congrats. Really, really good sounding guitar. I didn't expect that. If you when he brought the guitar today, because I'm doing every week interviews, and I never know what to expect. And sometimes I'm like surprised. So wow, I didn't expect that. Maybe because it's the first guitar that I'm playing from you since 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the again the Concert Pro model.
Yeah.
Jonas is also building a Classic Pro, Classic or Classical?
The Classic.
Classic
Pro.
Classic Pro model. We might also have that in our stock soon. I still don't know, but he is building these two different models at this time.
If you want to have more information, you also can look on my website. The two models are...
There are information about the two models. Yeah, great. So
yeah.
I can put the... You can check his website in the video description of the video. And I guess there are like more detailed information about both constructions.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks again for being here and for this beautiful guitar. And I'm also very curious, what is your opinion about the sound of this new Jonas Schnele guitar? He's also very curious, I guess.
Thanks. Thank you, Julian, for playing and for the interview.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
See you soon.
See you soon.
This guitar is made by, I think it's not a secret anymore, by my favorite guitar luthier, Adrian Heinzelmann. And I'm actually following his work since 5 or 6 years. And the most stunning point to mention is that he has always kept the sound character of his guitars, but he's always improving some little details in the sound and in the construction. And the guitars are always getting better and better. Every time when we receive a guitar at Zika's and I review the guitar, I think, okay, it cannot get better than this. But next time when we receive a new guitar, it's better than the guitar before. I mean, the difference is in details. So you might not be able to hear it from a recording, but you can feel it, I would say. And he's building lattice-braced guitars with a very special innovation. He's calling it Groove Top. It's very complicated and it's a very artistic work, artistic and technical work. And this guitar is brand new from 2025. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Enough talking, let's see how this guitar sounds. I mean, actually, I wanted to continue to play, but I have to talk about the sound of this guitar. First of all, I have to say, you have to like a modern sound. You have to like a very smooth and nasal sound. If you are a fan of a traditional guitar, this is probably not the suitable guitar for you. But this guitar has some qualities that you can barely find on other guitars. It has a very piano-like sound. It's like a Steinway piano with deep basses, long ringing tones. very well balanced. Well, it's one tone. And it's very loud. And this guitar gives you a very satisfying feeling. Maybe it's because of the comfort of the play, or maybe because the guitar is resonating so well. Maybe it's the sound, I don't know. But this guitar offers so many qualities. I could sit here all the day and talk about this guitar, but I will play the last piece and then we move on to the next guitar. Well, it was a Adrian Heinzelmann guitar, brand new from 2025. I'm very curious about your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. It's a very special and impressive instrument. But as I said already, you have to like the modern sound. And congrats to Adrian again for this amazing instrument. I'm looking forward already to the next one. And guys, before we continue, I would like to ask you for a favor. Just like the video. That's it. It's beep, one click. Like, beep, apoyando, tirando. And you can also subscribe to the channel if you didn't do that already. And let's go for the next three guitars. It's gonna be great. You will love it. And the next guitar is made by the German guitar luthier Karl Hermann Schäfer, who is an expert in building replicas of historical guitars such as Santos Hernandez, Torres, and he has a huge amount of knowledge about historical guitars, and his replicas are nearly the same as the original historical guitars. And this guitar is a Torres FE09 model, the Lobet, Miguel Lobet model, with a Tornabuss. And this guitar is from 2024, and it comes with a spruce top and cypress back and sides. And this guitar has, I don't know, it's maybe 1100 grams. It's very, very light, and I think it will be very responsive, and in combination with Tornabuss, that makes the sustain of the guitar longer, and also the basses and some frequencies ringing longer, it will be a great sound at the end. But let's see. think the most noticeable quality of this guitar is its clear tone, a very clear tone and forward going. And I don't know if you can hear it, but some basses on this guitar are just ringing like a piano, like as you would use the pedal of a piano. It's just ringing very long, and it's also because of the tornabuzz, of course. Very strong and long ringing basses. And as I already said or expected, the guitar is responding very, very well. And it's also because of the Cypress back and sides. Cypress is a very lightweight wood, and it makes the guitar, yeah, usually respond very fast. And yeah, let's play a last piece on it and then we move on. The next guitar that I'm going to review is made by the Italian guitar luthier Roberto Pozzi. And Roberto Pozzi is building traditional guitars with very high quality woods. And in this case, we have a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let me play on it first and then we will talk more. It gives me some impressions of a lattice braced guitar in terms of compact sound, and it has something nasal and very smooth in it. Even if it's a traditionally built guitar. So you have the color of a traditional guitar, of a traditional guitar, but the power and the feeling of a modern guitar. Thank you. profound and full-bodied sound. It gives you a very comfortable feeling when you are playing. Especially the basses are resonating very well. The whole guitar is resonating. Also think if you are looking for a guitar with a very wide dynamic range, it means you can play very soft and you can get loud without losing the quality of the tone, then this is a very good guitar. The dynamic range is very wide. So it was a Roberto Pozzi guitar from 2021. Very good guitar, also very comfortable to play. And I'm very curious about your opinion. And let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is coming from Spain, from the wonderful, beautiful city Granada, where many, many good guitar luthiers are building traditional Spanish guitars. And the builder of this guitar is Jose Gonzalez Lopez. And this guitar is, of course, built traditionally in Granada style. And it has the number 317 and it comes with a 64 centimeter scale. It has a cedar top and wow, very beautiful Madagascar rosewood back and sides. I also love Madagascar a lot. I think satin wood, Wenge and Madagascar are my favorite woods because they have a special character in the tone and they look also stunning, especially satin wood. I would say let's play a few tones on it and see how this guitar sounds. I expect a very Spanish sound. Very good sustain. I think you are also hearing how long this guitar is sounding. So, straight away, very good sustain and Spanish tone, of course. Punchy and bright. Thank you. first time that I have played a guitar made by Jose Gonzalez Lopez, and I didn't know what to expect, but I'm actually very impressed by this guitar. Congrats to him for this beautiful instrument, Spanish, Granada style, and wonderful. I'm also very curious about your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. We have still one guitar, beautiful one from Italy. And the last guitar of this week is made by a guitar luthier with a very, very good taste for sound and also aesthetics. And it's made by the Italian guitar luthier Angelo Vailatti. And this guitar is from 2016. And I have played actually his new guitars. And I didn't know what to expect from a 2016 guitar made by Angelo Vailatti. And I have played a few tones on it. I have to say, it sounds incredible. Because usually if I play an older guitar by a luthier, by a still living luthier, I always think, okay, probably his new guitars are sounding much better than the old ones. But in this case, also this guitar from 2016 is sounding beautiful. You will hear it in a bit. And this instrument comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And as far as I'm concerned, Angelo Vailatti is always using very, very high quality woods since many years. Well, let's play a few tones on it. Wow, it's like fresh air. At the same time, very profound and clear. I mean, you can follow every tone, and every tone sounds very smooth. Thank you. impressive. This is a great instrument, and I felt also so comfortable to play on this guitar because everything is working very well. It's responding very well, and you have colors. You have very soft overtones that are spreading in the room, and also the shape of the neck is it's not a C shape. It's also not D. It's something in between, but it feels very comfortable for me. And it's also a very lightweight guitar. So it was a Angelo Vailati guitar, the last guitar of this week. What a week! I really enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. And I don't know which one is my favorite, because every guitar has something special. And somehow they are, you cannot compare them to each other, because they are very different. Of course, you can talk about the sound, but they are so different in the construction that they are not comparable. And I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of these guitars? Let me know, what did you like the most and why? I wish you a very good weekend with good weather, hopefully, and enjoy your weekend. See you next week.